Hello and welcome to the second of two videos. In the previous video, we saw how to turn an XNA game into a Silverlight XNA hybrid application. Our aim was to make it easier to handle FAS and tombstoning in our original game. In this video, we'll see how to do just that. In case it's been a while since you saw the first video, or if you haven't seen it at all, we'll start by reviewing what we did last time. We started off with a fully functional game, which we upgraded to use Windows Phone Mango in order to benefit from fast application switching. However, we noticed that when using fast application switching, returning to the game was too sudden an experience, and the user didn't have time to react. We decided to add a pause screen to the game. This would be made much simpler by transitioning to Silverlight XNA hybrid applications, so we can use Silverlight's navigation model, which would make adding the screen that much easier. Let's refresh our memory by having a look at the game and the game's code. This is how the game's solution looks the last time we left it. Here's a content project containing the game's content, and the main project containing the game's screens and logic. We have a main menu page, as you can see, which contains the game's menu. Let's go ahead and prepare for the future here. And the game page, which contains no XAML content, but does contain all the game's logic, encapsulated in the Gameplay Helper class. We also have a particle system, which shows in-game particles. Let's run the game and see how it looks. Open up the accelerometer input. Be sure to switch to portrait flat. Start the game. We control the tank by tilting the phone. Tap the screen to fire bullets. And let's demonstrate the problem we're having by navigating away and returning. As you can see, the game resumes immediately. The reason it doesn't resume from the same state is because we switched to Silverlight's navigation model without having proper FAS and tombstoning implementation. Let's see how we can solve this. Our first step would be adding the pause screen. Currently our game is composed of two screens, the main menu screen and the game screen, with each screen reachable from the other. What we'd like to do is add an additional pause screen, which will allow the user to pause the game and return to the main menu. The pause screen will also be the first screen the user sees when returning to the game after it has been deactivated and reactivated. This will allow the user to prepare before actually resuming the game. Let's start by creating a copy of the main menu page. Go over here, control drag. Here's our copy. Let's rename it to pause page. Be sure to go into both files and change main page to pause page as well. Change it over here, and in the code as well. Where is it? Here. Change this. Now, let's go back to the XAML. Move away a bit. Okay, first off, we don't need this button anymore. So let's go ahead and replace the content panel grid with some code I prepared beforehand. Here we are. This is an alternative grid which contains two buttons, one for resuming the game and one for returning to the main menu. Let's go to the code. And we can see this handler is no longer relevant, so we'll like to replace it. Let's select it and place some more code I prepared beforehand. Here's our couple of handlers. The resume click handler simply goes back into the game, and the menu click handler navigates to the main menu page. That's it for the pause screen. Now let's move on to the Gameplay Helper class. Let's go over to the handleInput method. And as you can see, when the game is paused, whether or not it's actually over, we always return true, since there is no pause screen yet. We're making the pause screen right now, so let's return false here instead. Save this, and go to the game page code, handle input as well. Over here, you can see that if gameplay helper handle input returns true, we finish the current game, but now it can also return false, so let's add this. If we should pause still, we'll use the navigation service, and we'll navigate to pause page XAML. Humankind relative. Let's move over to the onNavigated to handler and change the call to initialize game so that it only works navigation mode when we're not navigating back into the page. Since when we navigate from the pause screen to this game page, we'll be navigating back and we don't want the game to initialize itself again. As a complement, we'll remove gameplay helper unload content from the onNavigated from handler so that the game doesn't unload content when we go to the pause screen. Our last changes are to be done in the code for the main menu page over here. Let's go ahead and paste in an override for onNavigated to, where we go ahead and clean the navigation stack, because when we navigate from the pause screen to the main menu page, we actually need to clean the stack so that backing out of the main menu page backs out of the game. And that's it, basically. The pause screen should be completely functional now. Let's go ahead and run the game. Let's see. Start the game. Move around, fire a bit, back, here's our pause screen, we can resume, and everything resumes as it were. And we can also move to the main menu page and back out of the game. Now that we have a functional pause screen, it's time to add support for proper tombstoning and fast application switching. We'll take advantage of the fact that the Gameplay Helper class is serializable and that it actually represents the game's current state. This will allow us to preserve the game's state upon deactivation by using the state dictionary available through the phone application services. We'll be using it like so. Items placed in the state dictionary are persisted between the activations and activations of the game. Additionally, we will use isolated storage settings, application settings, which is roughly equivalent to the state dictionary, but is backed up by isolated storage, to be sure that even if our game is no longer available for activation after being deactivated, the user will still be able to resume the game. After doing this, we'll have a fully functional Silverlight XNA hybrid application with functioning tombstoning and fast application switching. Let's get started. When a new project is created, code for handling application lifecycle events is automatically placed in app.xaml.cs. So let's open the file and start by adding a few fields to our application class. We added a constant, which we'll use as the key for the game state in our state dictionaries, a boolean field, which tells us whether or not we need to jump to the pause screen, and another boolean field, which tells us whether or not we need to reload all the content when returning to the game. This will not be necessary when fast application switching occurs. Let's move over to the application lifecycle handlers, starting with launching, which occurs when the application is first launched. When the application is launched, let's go ahead and add the using directive here first for isolated storage. We examine isolated storage to see whether or not we have game state information there. That means that the application was deactivated, but never got a chance to reactivate again, and so we still have leftover game state information in isolated storage. We'll take this information and place it in our state dictionary, allowing the game to resume from the previous point. If that happens, we need to jump to the pause screen and reload our assets. Otherwise, we start the game normally. Next, let us handle application activation, which occurs when the application returns either from tombstoning or fast application switching. What we'd like to do in this case is jump to the pause screen, and we may need to reload assets if the application returned from tombstoning. So let's say that reload is required. If not, is application instance preserved? Meaning that we only reload content if the instance was not preserved. Let's move on to deactivation. Let's paste some code. What we do here is have a look at our state dictionary and see whether or not it contains game state information. If it does, we place that information in isolated storage for safekeeping. And finally, let's move on to the closing event. What we do here is simply take our isolated storage settings, application settings, and clearing them. Since the user exits the application intentionally, there's no point in keeping its game state information intact. Next up, we'll fix the pause page. All we need to do here is add a handler for navigating to the page. If we wanted to jump to the pause screen, we just did that. So we set jump to pause screen to false, and that's it. Next, we need to handle the main menu page. Let's go over there and paste some code at the beginning of the unnavigated to handler. Let's go ahead and add a using directive. What this code does is see whether or not we need to jump to the pause screen. If it does, we actually jump to the game page, but the game page in turn will jump to the pause screen. If we don't need to jump, it means we reached this page intentionally. So what we need to do is clear game state information from our state dictionary. And that's exactly what we do, but not before unloading content from the gameplay helper. We have just one more screen to fix, and that's the games page. So let's open it up, go to on navigated to, paste some code at the beginning. This is much like the main menu page we just edited. If we need to jump to the pause screen, we jump to the pause screen. Now we need to modify the call to initialize game. So let's go ahead and replace what we have here with this. Add the necessary using directive. What we do here is see whether or not we have game state information. If we don't have it, we initialize the game. But if we do, we actually need to resume the game. So let's go ahead and add this resume game method. Here we go. What we do here is see whether or not we need to reload any assets for the game. If we do, then we initialize the gameplay helper a bit, but if not, which is the case when we return from fast application switching, then we really don't have to do anything at all. It simply works. The very last thing we need to do is go to the unnavigated from handler, and just before calling the base implementation, add this bit of code. If we're not in the process of jumping to the pause screen, then what we need to do is store the game state information in the proper place in the state dictionary. All that's left to do is compile. Build succeeded. Hooray. And let's test this out, shall we? Run the game. Let's reset our input here. Start playing. Move the tank a bit. fire a few bullets, blow up an alien, navigate away. Back we go. Here's our pause screen. When we resume, everything resumes exactly as it were. Now, this was fast application switching. Let me show you how to force the application to Tombstone while debugging. You go over to the project properties. In the debug tab, you have this checkbox, Tombstone upon deactivation while debugging. Let's check this and try running again. Same scenario as before. Move around a bit, fire a few bullets, navigate away, and back. This time you can see the resuming prompt when returning from tombstoning, but still everything works as expected. Let's go ahead and exit. In this last of two videos, we've seen how to take a previously created Silverlight XNA hybrid application and use the navigation model exposed by Silverlight to easily add an additional screen so that we may properly handle tombstoning and fast application switching. The techniques demonstrated in this video are not exclusive to Silverlight XNA hybrid applications and can be used in any of your applications. I hope you enjoyed this video and hope you will join us in our other videos.